more of CJAD's Holder Overnight on Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Peter, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility, and 800-491-CJAD.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJAD 800. We have in studio with us Evan Burrell, our PC troubleshooter, who is the network analyst at Marianopolis College, to answer your computer questions. And we are continuing our remote programming, I guess we can call it.
Handheld.
Handheld
computer.
That's the word I was looking for. Handheld. Thank you very much. Our next guest is on the line as well. Trying to spit out here.
A very interesting product. It's a handheld computer for the blind, a PDA for the blind. And it's called PacMate. And joining us to talk about it is Chuck Mullins, who's Vice President for International Sales at Freedom Scientific. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Evan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's a little past my bedtime, but I'll make it.
Thank you for staying up with us, Chuck.
Sure.
Now, tell us about the PacMate, which is obviously not aimed at sighted people. What are those funny keys on it?
Well, the PacMate is designed for a person who is blind or visually impaired. And the basic difference between the PacMate and the previous product that I heard on the air from HP and Compaq is the packaging and the user interface. We don't have a screen because the blind person can't see the screen. They don't use a stylus to tap or to write anything on a screen. Instead, they use a Braille keyboard. Braille letters are made up of 8 dots, so there are 8 keys that correspond to each of the dots.
Now, how does the PacMate communicate with the blind person or the visually impaired person?
There's speech output on this particular model. On other note-taker models that we make, not of this generation, they also have available Braille output, which means that there is refreshable Braille, there is electronic dots that actually pop up and a person can read them and see what's on there in real time. That will be another model that we'll come out with the Braille display on this PacMate probably mid to late next year.
Now, when we were talking off air, you promised to give us a little demo.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, let's put the PacMate through its paces so that we can see what it actually does. Well, so to speak, see what it actually does.
All right, if any of your users are already using iPacs or other Pocket PC devices, they'll recognize the Start menu.
Start menu today.
And when it first comes up, it'll give you the first item in the Start menu, which is today. And then as you scroll down using the cursor cross on the PacMate.
Calendar C. Contacts C. Inbox I. Internet Explorer I.
So as you proceed up and down the menu, it gives you the name of the menu item. It also gives you a shortcut key so that if you want to skip down through the menu quickly, you can just type the letter of the item and go right to it.
Oh, that's why it was saying I all the time. That's
exactly.
The shortcut key.
It was saying calendar C and then contacts C and then inbox I and then Internet Explorer I.
I see.
So because there are two pairs of items on the menu that start with the same letters, you would just hit that letter a second time to get to the second item in the menu.
What else can it do?
It has the full Pocket PC suite of applications. It has Pocket Word, it has Pocket Excel, it has the Active Sync. It's also got a remote viewing program that I'm actually using on my machine because I'm fully sighted, but I can see exactly what's going on the PacMate on my computer. I've installed and added some contacts and some calendar information in the unit today. I can pull up any of those files and listen to them, just as somebody who is a mobile professional would use with a regular iPac or a regular HP Jornada.
Now, just out of curiosity, sometimes when you're dealing with a personal computer, even though you're scrolling through information, you might not want everybody to look over your shoulder and read your screen. Conversely, someone who has a visual impairment, can they get a headset with this?
Absolutely. There's a headset that's built in, or a headset jack that's built into it. Actually, two of them. One that you can just use a plain stereo headset, and another jack that we have that we've designed for the type of earphones that you use with a cell phone, so that it has, if you have a built-in microphone in that cord or setup, you can actually record onto the device as well. There's a speaker that's built in so that when you're by yourself, you can hear the speech and you're not encumbered by a headset or an earphone. It also has a built-in microphone. It has a number of other connectivity features, but it does allow privacy in that respect.
Now, how can a person who is blind or visually impaired interact with an application which, after all, was designed for a sighted person?
We have a screen reading software program that's called JAWS that we've developed for the desktop PC. And what it does is it sort of takes apart all of the information that's on the computer screen and organizes it in a fashion that is important for somebody who's using the computer to see. It primarily gives you information about what's at the focus, where your cursor is, or where the most important information is. But using JAWS, you can go to any part of the screen, read the whole screen, read parts of the screen. You can have messages pop up automatically. And what we've done is we've taken JAWS from the desktop and we've just transferred it over to JAWS on with the Windows CE platform.
Is there a major difference between JAWS, the screen reader for the desktop PCs, and the, I guess, mini JAWS that is in the PacMate?
There is, to the same extent that there's a big difference between Windows on the desktop and Windows on an iPac. And that is that a lot of the features have been stripped down on the smaller, more portable devices. And so you don't have to have as many features in JAWS to work with all of the features that you have on the desktop.
Now, does that synthesized voice take a little getting used to? For example, we were just listening to the start menu, but if it was to read a fairly lengthy document, would one be able to follow it?
Oh, absolutely. But a blind person is usually used to listening to synthesized speech. And we were listening to the speech at probably about 180 or 200 words a minute. The typical speed that a blind person will listen to a document is about 400 to 500 words a minute. It sounds more like a machine gun than speech.
Hmm.
So it's incredibly efficient for a blind person once they're used to the speech, because they can scroll through and they can read through documents as fast listening to it, or faster than a sighted person can.
Do you have a choice of voices?
Yes, you do. There are 8 different voices. You can choose between grandma and grandpa. You've also got a choice of, I think, 4 male voices, 2 female voices, and a child's voice.
Now, how does a blind person using a PacMate interact with a sighted person using another kind of PDA or a PC?
Exactly the way the owner of a PDA from HP or Compaq would. There is a number of features, such as the Compaq flash slot, a PCMCIA slot, there's a serial connection, there's also a USB port, and there's infrared. So, for instance, if I'm sitting in a meeting and I'm the blind person, and I think the meeting's really boring, I can type up a message and beam it across the table to my colleague who's using his iPac and say, geez, this is a really boring meeting, and nobody else will know what's going on. So, in exactly the same way that a person who's sighted can sync the information between their PC and their iPac, or between 2 different PDAs, a person using a PacMate can do exactly the same thing.
Now, 2 final questions, because we're running short of time. How big is a PacMate, and how much does it cost?
PacMate is about 12 inches, not quite 12 inches wide, actually about 10 inches wide. It's about 5 or 6 inches deep, and it's about an inch high. It weighs about a pound and a half, and the cost is about $2,500 US.
And it's available how?
It is available through our distributors in Canada. We have 3 major distributors in Canada, one in Quebec called VisuAid, one in Ontario that's called Frontier Computing, and one in Vancouver that's called the Aroga Group. They all have websites, and you can look at their websites, or you can get to their websites from our website, which is www.freedomscientific.com.
Chuck, thank you very much for being on the program with us this evening.
You're welcome, Peter. Thank you.
Take care.
Good night, Evan.
Good night.
Chuck Mullins, who is the Vice President International Sales at Freedom Scientific, talking about the PacMate.